Just a perfect day.
Drink sangria in the park. And then later,
when it gets dark,
we go home. Oh, it's such a perfect day.
I'm glad I spent it with you.
Oh, such a perfect day.
You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everybody. It's a live show sponsored by Gizmo. Because he's the sponsor. And, this is the Snowplow Show, where I steal ideas from the chat room and try and pass them off as my own. And it looks like there's currently 49 people listening on YouTube anyway. I forgot to set up the shoutcast again. This time I just completely forgot. Last time I tried and I failed. This time I forgot. So next show, I'm going to have the shoutcast working so people can, you know, kind of listen, not on YouTube. I always mess that up. Someone in the chat room's begging me to use their Facebook mob, and I don't know. This might be you, or it might not. I don't think it is. Maybe it is. Are you the one that wanted me to do the fuzzy cleaners place? Because I have an email here, and it says, "Hi, Brad. This is a small Ohio-based dry cleaning chain that always made me laugh when I was a kid. Because when I was driving by, at first glance, it looks like it says the Pussy Cleaners, but it's actually the Fuzzy Cleaners." And he says, "Actually, it still makes me laugh. I'm almost 30. I don't think this is the person in the chat room. I'm sorry. I'll do yours some other day, person in the chat room. This one is from Gizmo, who, oh yeah, he's the sponsor of today's show. That was not planned. That just kind of happened. Gizmo emailed this to me 6 hours ago, and it's not a very active, Facebook. I'm posting it in the chat room right now. It's called the Fuzzy Cleaners. It's a dry cleaning business. And I can see how the F could be mistaken for another letter, possibly. Nobody ever posts on this page, though. It's just going to be us talking to ourselves. But still, maybe it'll confuse the Fuzzy Cleaners. So is what you do is you go to the Fuzzy Cleaners Facebook page. And, just reply to their posts with wacky comments. Wacky but nice. If you're going to do any reviews, they have to be 5-star reviews. Don't be a jerk and do a 1-star review. We have nothing against this company. We're just being jerks and, you know, whatever. It's okay. What are we going to do? I got some phone numbers today. I have a lot of notes, but they don't really apply to live shows. It's stuff I've got to work on and put together on a pre-recorded show. So these notes are useless. I do notice that some people, they did their homework assignment for me. And I'm gonna play just one. Here is a homework assignment, a completed homework assignment. Here it goes. It's pretty amazing. You guys are going to just be blown away. Here it goes.
There once was a prankster named Roy. The telephone he used as a toy. He called Mildred Mendy at noon every Sunday because he's a retarded boy.
Isn't that the best ever? That's from Jim. Thanks, Jim. Wait, does Jim have an alias? No, it just says Jim. And people in the chat room are booing, so apparently you suck, Jim. But thanks for doing your homework. I liked it. Doesn't matter what everyone else thinks. Fuck all those other people in the chat room. Anyway, let's get started with show stuff. I've got some phone numbers I put together here, and they're for shoe customers. Let me make sure my caller ID is set correctly. Yep, I think it is. On the first location, I have three shoe customers, people who have they've special ordered shoes, and most of the shoes have been picked up because most of these are pretty old. Apparently, the shoe company, they don't do a lot of special orders, but you know they do one every few days or so. So anyway, let's just call one. I like Pizza Riot's idea about Carrot Top. Let's steal that idea. See how it goes. Except, oh wait, no, this was yesterday. This first person, I don't know if they picked up their shoes. Guess we're going to find out. We're going to find out together.
Hello?
Hi, Melissa?
Yes?
Hey, Melissa, this is Greg from the shoe store. You ordered two shoes?
Okay.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you didn't pick those up yet, did you?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. Yeah, that's actually why I'm calling, because a celebrity came in, and he saw your shoes, and you're not going to get your shoes, because he wanted to use them for his new HBO special.
Mm-hmm.
And we had your shoes here. They were ready to pick up, but he saw them, and he just kind of took them.
I just ordered them yesterday.
I know. They already came in. We have second-day delivery now.
So you're telling me I'm not going to get my shoes at all, ever?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm really sorry. And did you pay for them already?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I really don't know what to do, because Carrot Top offered us a lot of money, and he said he wanted to use them in his new HBO special. He's going to use them like as a prop or something. You know how he does all those prop jokes?
So now I should be refunding my money then.
Well, no, we can't refund it because it's already gone through the system, so there's nothing we can do. I wish we could do something, but when Carrot Top comes in and says, you know, give me this, we have to give it to him. He's a celebrity. He didn't take the laces for some reason, so you can have the laces for the shoes.
I'm hanging up now.
Why? Why? Let me try her back one more time.
Hello?
Why'd you hang up on me?
Because this is obviously some kind of prank call.
It's not a prank call, ma'am. I'm from the shoe store. Why do you think it's a prank call?
And what shoe store?
The one?
Because no store on earth lets somebody else steal somebody's shoes.
He didn't steal
them. And then say they're
him.
Not getting their money back?
He didn't steal them. They're for an HBO special. It's Carrot Top.
That's stealing.
That's not stealing. He's using them for an HBO special. They're going to be like a prop.
That's stealing.
They're going to be on TV.
That's stealing.
It's not stealing. It's Carrot Top, you idiot.
Oh, now I'm hanging up again.
You're kind of being an idiot. All right. Okay. I'll delete her number. Milkbrain says, what are you, some sort of goody two-shoes? Oh, where's the thing? There we go. Thanks for that, Milkbrain. All right, next one on the list is from the same store.
Hello?
Hi, Clarissa?
Yes?
Hey, this is... It's Dave from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us 2 days ago?
That's right.
And they arrived. They're here already, but there's a problem.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The problem is we had a celebrity come into the store, and he saw your shoes, and he wanted to use them for his HBO special.
I mean, I can't understand what you're saying. Say that again, please.
A celebrity came into the store, and he took your shoes.
Uh-huh.
He's going to use your shoes for an HBO special.
Meaning?
Meaning you don't get your shoes, but you're going to see him on TV. And I wanted to apologize. I'm really sorry about this, but we didn't have any control over it, you know?
So I get my money back?
No, we can't do that because the charge already went through. So
wait a minute, something ain't making no sense here now.
I know. Well, this doesn't usually happen. We don't usually have celebrities even come into our store. But he came into the store, and he saw your shoes there and kind of went crazy, and he said he wanted them. And we had to give them to him because he's using them on an HBO special that he's filming tonight.
Well, I'm going to come into the store with my lawyer and request my money back.
Oh,
I have my receipt.
You don't have a lawyer. Come on. But we do.
Okay.
Speaking of lawyers and stuff, we need you to sign a waiver for your shoes to be on television.
I'm not signing anything. You know, you can kick the shoes because I can go someplace else and get shoes.
Your shoes?
If that's the case, give me my money back and I'll go someplace else and get me some more shoes.
But they're going to be on television. Do you know who Carrot Top is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No problem. He can have the shoes. I'll come in with my receipt tomorrow and I'll just go someplace else and get my shoes.
Okay, but you can't have your money back. But what I'm saying is it doesn't matter because they're for Carrot Top and this is like a really awesome thing.
Well, I'm sure that store does not want to lose its business or credibility.
Well, no.
With one pair of shoes, so I'm just going to come in tomorrow with my receipt and tell that nice lady.
Oh, bullshit, you are.
If that's the case, then just give me my money back. That's all.
Ma'am, it's for Carrot
y'all
Top.
Can have the shoes.
It's for Carrot Top. Don't you understand that?
No, I understand that she wanted to sell those shoes because she wasn't getting no business.
Do you have HBO?
And,
do you have HBO?
No, I don't have no HBO.
Oh, I
need HBO. See, I could take that money. I'm going to take that money and get me some HBO because I don't have HBO now.
Oh, no, you're not. You're just going to buy another piece of worthless shoes.
No, I'm not. I'm going to go to Belk's and get me some more shoes.
Oh, fuck Belk's. Those people are a bunch of Nazis.
Yeah, I'm going to Belk and get me some shoes.
All right.
Because you all don't want to sell no shoes.
Don't you think it'd be cooler to turn on your television
you
and
give it?
And see Carrot Top wearing your... Shut up. Hey, shut up. Don't you think it'd be cooler?
I am a celebrity. I am a celebrity.
No, you're not.
My shoes... Yes, I am. I am a celebrity. Uh-huh.
You're full of crap.
My sister... No, that store is full of it because they should have kept my shoes.
Well, it's not their fault. He was a celebrity. You can't say no to a celebrity.
Well, like, you better tell that celebrity... If they don't want to put that shoe store out of business, they better bring my shoes back.
And you're not a celebrity, unless you're a porn star or something.
I am a celebrity.
So you are a porn star?
If they wanted those shoes, they should have not put them in that store.
Okay, well, they had just arrived. They came on the truck, and we had them out on the counter, and mm-hmm. Carrot Top saw them, and he's like, he wanted them for his HBO special. I don't see why you're not understanding this.
No, I don't understand it because I wanted the shoes, too, and I bought them first.
Yeah, but you're not a celebrity, even though you're pretending you are.
But then you need to change the name of that store and say, shoes are for celebrities only.
No, because we don't usually have celebrities come into the store.
Well,
and what the fuck are you laughing at?
Because I'm a celebrity and you want to... take my shoes and give it to somebody else.
What celebrity are you? Who are you?
I paid for those shoes. I'm a hard-working girl that wanted those shoes and paid for them.
That's not a celebrity. You're just like a nobody, pretty much.
And I got my receipt, so that's all I need.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Okay.
You know, like if this happened to me, I'd just be happy to turn on the television and see my shoes on TV.
Mm-hmm. I want my shoes on my feet because it's cold and I need them.
Well, you already have a pair of shoes, and these shoes aren't even warm.
No. Mm-mm. When I came in there, I had on flip-flops. All my toes were out.
Well, that's your own
and
stupid fault.
No, and I have to stay in the house until those shoes come because they're good and warm.
Why didn't you wear socks with your flip-flops?
I didn't have any. That's why I went.
You don't have socks? You're a celebrity and you don't have socks?
No. Mm-hmm. No. No. And I needed those shoes, all that good fur in it.
Hey, I got Carrot Top's cell phone number here. Do you think, I don't know, maybe he could pay you back with sexual favors or something?
I hope so.
You wanna hook up with Carrot Top?
Hmm?
You wanna hook up with Carrot Top?
No, I'm gonna come in the store tomorrow.
He could do you while he wears your shoes.
No, I don't want nothing to do with nobody to take my shoes.
Maybe
I'm coming in the store tomorrow.
Maybe he could film it for HBO.
No.
Why not?
No. No, I take my chance of coming in the store tomorrow.
You already said you're a porn star, so what's it matter?
I'm not a porn star.
Well, why? You said you're a porn star.
No, I said I'm a celebrity.
No, yeah, that's the same thing. For someone like
Never
you.
Never mind, I'll deal with the situation in the store tomorrow.
All right, good. I hope I'm here when you come in.
Yes. I hope so. I hope you'll be there to see that.
Me and you are going to have it out.
That's right. I'm going to knock you clean out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
whatever.
I'm
going to get in your face. We're going to have a duel.
That's right. That's right. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. We're gonna throw it down.
Okay.
I'm gonna clean out the back room. We're gonna put like a wrestling ring in the back.
That's right. Do that, cause I'm gonna be ready when I come in there.
All right.
I'm gonna be ready.
Okay. Well, have a nice day then.
Okay. You do the same.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Same to you.
Uh huh. Bye.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Right. I was getting so bored with that one. All right, two people know that it's a prank so far. Maybe this Carrot Top idea isn't that good. All right, I have one more for this store. I have a shitload of numbers, by the way. I don't know why I got this many numbers. Shoe store people were just really willing to give me as many numbers as I wanted. Holy shit, Milk Brain, that's funny.
Hello?
Hi, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey, Barbara, it's Kevin from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us.
Okay, yes. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
We got your shoes in.
Okay.
They weren't supposed to be here this early, but yeah, they came in.
Okay, I will come and pick them up on tomorrow.
But there's a problem. There's a small problem.
What's the problem?
They're contaminated. And
what do you mean?
Oh, boy. It turns out they're laced with something.
Laced with what?
The shoes.
Hello?
They're laced with something.
Okay. I don't know what to do with that. What happened to
them? No, they're supposed to. They've got shoelaces.
Oh, okay. All right. You was getting ready to scare me now.
Okay. You get it?
They are laced with something. They have shoelaces. I got it.
Yep. I love that joke. I say it to all my customers.
Okay. I was like, what?
Okay.
All righty.
Anyway, they're ready.
Okay, I will be come tomorrow because I came today and picked up two pairs of shoes and I didn't think those would be in by then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, who'd you talk to? Did you talk to Jennifer? Or, I mean, Sarah?
Yes. And whoever worked this morning when I came in, I don't know. She's kind of.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Sarah, she is full of shit, ma'am.
Oh, goodness.
She's just full of shit.
Why?
She just is. She'll tell you one thing, but she's a liar. She's a compulsive liar.
No.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
You should be. What the fuck?
Okay. All right. Well, I will be in tomorrow to pick it up, okay?
Why'd you order shoes anyway? Like, couldn't you just find shoes that were in the store that you wanted? Like, who ordered
shoes? No, I couldn't find the sizes. Okay, who is this?
Did you just have really big feet? You have, like,
okay.
Manly feet?
Goodbye.
What? No, I'm asking a question. I need this for my records.
No, you don't.
I do,
goodbye.
Too.
All right. I will holler at you later. Bye.
Okay, bye, honey baby. So, that was Milk Brain Multigames idea. The shoes are laced. Ma'am, are you still there? Don't make me hit the dial tone. I can't hit the dial tone. That sucks. Ma'am, are you still there? Okay, she hung up. I don't know what happened to my soundboard, but if you guys... Oh, you guys don't know what it looks like normally, but... Like, all the buttons disappeared. They're all blank now, if you can see on the webcam. Some of them are there, most of them aren't. It's just, I don't know what happened. I updated Android, and this is what happens. Messes up all my apps. So now I gotta redo the whole soundboard. It's bullshit. Everything's gone. I had like all these power tool sound effects. Gotta redo it all. This sucks. Balls. Alright. So that's everyone for that first store. That was kind of fun. Thanks for the ideas and the crazy laced shoes joke. That was amazing. I didn't know what to say to her after that. I couldn't really do anything else. All I know is she doesn't like being told she has big feet. Let's see how the Facebook page is doing. The fuzzy cleaners. Just crazy pictures. That's all, you guys. So the very first... Okay, let me just read this. High school prom is a special night that you never forget. However, many teenagers who have life-threatening illnesses miss out on this experience. A prom to remember helps change that. What's this have to do with dry cleaning? Oh, because prom clothes, I guess. I don't know. But there's just dumb pictures, and then a guy says, I remember when I went to prom, I got my wee-wee sucked in the glory hole because no one would go with me to the dance. Anyway, good times, cactus. And there is reviews. Let's look at the reviews before they get deleted. Jim Royerson says, these guys are the best. They were there when my wife needed her pussy cleaned. Ask about their special cactus vacuum home. Vacuum hose, not home. Alex says, I run a local cactus repair company. As you can imagine, our suits get very dirty and full of prickly needles. Their employee, Brad, always has been cordial and efficient in getting our clothes nice and tidy. 5-5 would prickly needle again. Oh, wow, there's a lot of reviews, you guys. What are you doing? John says, all my life I've been searching for the perfect cleaning company. Thank God I finally found it with Fuzzy Cleaners. Thanks to you guys, my common shit stains have been successfully eradicated from my clothes, and my wife's pussy has never smelled sweeter after she got the special cactus wash you guys provide. Thanks for all of the hard work you do. 5 stars, of course. Everyone's doing 5 stars. This guy, Bearmole, he says 5 stars, but then it says 10-10 service. They fussed the hell out of my cleaner until it was all dried out. The best glory hole service of its kind. Adam says, man, let me tell you, you got to talk to Brad, the store manager, about getting your fuzzy cleaned at a discounted price. He has special promotions and will even get Carlito to service you at the glory hole, best place in town. And the last one says, one of the cleaners installed a glory hole in my house. I was mad at first, but he pulled my pecker quite nicely. Best service ever. That's from HTA Rap. Good times. Yep. All right, let's do more of these shoe calls, I guess. They're laced with something. That's the best. You guys. Okay, so these are old ones. These are shoes that have already been picked up, I think, because they're from... Well, then maybe not. This one's from January 30th. That's not too long ago.
Hello?
Hello. I was calling for Vicky.
She's not here. May I help you?
Oh, well, I'm calling from the shoe store. She ordered some shoes from us.
Which shoe store? Okay.
Yep. Do you believe me now?
She'll be home around 5:30.
Oh, do you have, like, maybe a cell number I could call her at?
She doesn't like for me to get that out. Can I take a message?
Well, we're the shoe store. It's okay to give it to us. We're the shoe store.
All right. Is this an order?
Yeah, she ordered 2 pairs of shoes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, actually 2.5. She ordered 2 pairs of shoes and then 1 single shoe, and we're not sure what that's about. I was just going to get clarification on that.
Hold on, let me find a pen and a paper.
Okay.
And I can have her call you when she gets home.
That's no good. No, fuck that.
Okay.
Can you just tell her that I think she's really cute?
All right, thank you. Bye.
I have a crush on her. She's my favorite customer. And he hung up. All right. Okay, that was retarded. Retarded. I'm just going to delete that one. I'm never going to try her again. I fucked that one up. It's all my fault.
Hello?
Hi, Stephanie?
Yes?
Hi, this is Kevin from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us a few weeks ago.
Which shoe store? Okay.
Do you believe me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just, I needed to let you know, we're required by law to let you know about the shoes.
Okay.
Have you been watching the news about the land around here, land around our store?
No.
Yeah, the shoe store, it was built on a burial ground, Indian burial ground, actually.
Okay.
And the shoes, like, there's a good chance, we've had a lot of them returned, but there's a good chance that they could be haunted.
Okay, thank you.
And, have you experienced any issues with your shoes, ma'am?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, yet. I mean, but have you worn them? How much have you worn them?
I'm going to hang up now.
Why are you hanging up?
Thank you.
I have things to tell you. Whatever. That was Larry the Troll's idea. Sorry, Larry the Troll, your idea sucked. No, actually, I'm going to try that one again and see what happens.
Hello?
Hi, Richard?
Yes.
Hey, Richard. This is Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us last month?
Yes.
Remember?
Vaguely.
Okay.
What kind of shoes?
Oh, I don't know. I see the lot number on here. It doesn't tell me the description of the shoes. It's just a computer number. That's all. You picked them up, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm required by law to let you know that the shoes were made by ISIS.
Okay.
So your shoes were made by people who chop people's heads off and stuff.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we didn't know it either, but it turns out that's what happened. Your shoes were made by ISIS.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you letting me know that.
Okay, are you still going to wear them?
Probably not.
Okay, what are you going to do with them?
I don't know, me and my wife are going to talk about it.
What kind of conversation, how's that going to go?
Probably not too good.
Were they your wife's shoes or yours?
No, they're my daughter's shoes.
Oh, your daughter's. Oh, I remember those because I used, when we were waiting for you to pick them up. What are you saying?
What was that again?
Oh, well, when...
My wife was asking me what the conversation was about.
Oh, did you tell them the shoes were made by ISIS?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, when we were waiting for you guys to pick them up, and I was letting my pet mice run around inside her shoes. We've had them on the floor here behind the counter.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Wow.
There were mice in her shoes.
Yeah, we probably won't let her be wearing them anymore.
Yeah, you wouldn't. I mean, come on. It's ISIS, man.
No, I'll probably just end up throwing them away.
Yeah, just throw those shoes away. But, I mean, there's an easier way. On the bottom of the heel on the left shoe... There's a button, and it's a self-destruct button, and it'll disintegrate your shoes.
Okay.
So you don't have to throw them away. You can just hit the disintegrate button. They'll pretty much just disappear.
And you said it was where on the shoe?
On the bottom of the left heel.
Okay.
There's a self-destruct button on the shoes.
I appreciate you telling
me
that.
Just hit the button and run away.
Okay.
So, did you find, was there any blood of the infidels on either of the shoes?
I don't think so.
Did you check, though? Because it's a weird design on those shoes. You might have missed all the spots of blood.
I might have. I didn't really look it over.
Okay.
Too well.
You don't want your daughter wearing infidel blood on her shoes.
No, we don't.
Because that's just weird, right?
Yes, sir.
If you tap the shoes together three times, like the heels, they'll teleport you.
Okay.
But, I mean, that would be like using shoes that were, you know, made by ISIS, so you don't want to do that.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're just supporting ISIS. What? Basically, you supported a terrorist organization by buying shoes here.
Okay. Well, I got to run, okay?
Where are you going? What are you going to do?
I'm with my dad. I'll be right back.
What? You'll be right back. What do you mean you'll be right back? Be right back. It just hangs up on me. Whatever. Rook TV, he's the one that told me to say their shoes were made by ISIS. I forget who said the thing about the self-destruct button. Sean wants me to say that the shoes are filled with a sentient goo. Okay. Maybe. Oh yeah, the tracker thing. Someone said something about a tracker earlier, and I wanted to do that. Rook TV wants me to pause the show for 30 minutes so he can take a nap. We can do that. Let's do that.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Christina?
Yes, sir. This is me.
Hey there. This is Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us?
Yes, sir.
And you did receive those, right?
I didn't receive what? I'm sorry.
Did you receive the shoes yet?
Yes, I got those shoes.
Okay, because there's a problem with them. The tracking system seems to have gone offline, so we can't track your locations anymore. Is there any way you can check the bottom of the shoe and see if the red light is on?
See, the light is on?
Yeah, the red light. It's the tracking light. It's a GPS tracker that we have in your shoes. And it's, it stopped working, and we can't see where you are.
What? Well, I'm at home.
Well, I know, but you could be lying. We need to make sure the tracking system's working.
Okay, so why are you going to track the shoes for what?
We need to see where you are at all times. It's like it's a promotional thing. It's for marketing research.
You need to know where I am at all times by my shoes?
Yeah. And usually it's not a problem, but it seems like the tracking device turned off. So we just need you to...
Well, I don't see the tracking device. I'm looking at the shoes.
Yeah, on the bottom, do you see the red light flashing? We need to do a hard reset.
Yeah, I don't see the light flash on my shoe.
Okay, we're going to have to do a hard reset. Are you ready? I can walk you through it so we can start tracking you again.
But, so you track my every step or something? How does that go?
Well, no, it's not... it tracks all your steps, like a Fitbit. But also, we just track your location. Like, we know where you are at all times when you're wearing the shoes.
Who gets that information?
Well, we do at the corporate office and everything. They sell it to the Chinese government. So the Chinese, they know where you are at all times.
Okay, well, how do I deactivate that then?
Well, it's broken. We need you to do a hard reset.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the shoe. I don't see anything. What do you want me to do?
Well, okay, to hard reset, take the left shoe. Did you look on the left shoe and see if there's light underneath it?
No, sir. I don't see a light underneath my shoe.
Okay, I need you to take the left shoe and just hold it in your hand and smack yourself in the head with it.
And do what?
Smack yourself in the head with it as hard as possible.
Okay, well, I won't be doing that.
Well, no, it's a hard reset. We have to do that or we can't track you. Ma'am? Let's take a look at the Facebook page again. All right, I don't see any new reviews. Wait, no, yeah, I do. Tanelli says they do a great job with the Shark Steam Pocket Mops. Another company that Legend just harassed the shit out of for like an entire year. Mike says, I took my cactus there to be cleaned and they did a great job and got all of the pricks out. That's it, isn't it? Wait, why is everything out of order? Most recent, that's what I want. Okay, here we go. Travis says, worker at the front desk named Brad was supposed to give me information on how to go about getting my cactus pot cleaned, but he just kept doing prank calls on his headset forever. And Trevor says, the man over the counter going by the name of Roy provided less than a savory job on my cactus and somehow ended up with it on the roof. That little boy could put a mean peach cobbler with those fingers. And he did 1 star. You're a jerk. Supposed to do 5 stars. You're a bad person. Gloria says she came in there with her pet cat who had semen stains on him, ended up with a flattened pussy and a great cactus mojito. Thanks so much, Fuzzy Cleaners. Brad, the sucking technician, was very prompt and knew where to put his fingers. Really stretched my pussy out good. All right. Okay, I think that's it. Let me look at the posts, though. Now I'm uncomfortable. Thanks, Gloria. Not a lot of comments. We need to find Facebook pages that have a sort of active community, but not a completely crazy active community. Totally Not a Scammer says, the cleaning services here are fantastic. They were able to get the blood out of my tuxedo after the event was over. Prom Night 2015, a night of consensual sodomy. That's just great. All right, let's move on to more people that are being tracked through their shoes. Change my caller ID again. Okay, here we go. Here's a lady who has picked up her shoes already. Her name is Jackie.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jackie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jackie, it's Roy from the shoe store. You picked up your shoes here? You ordered some shoes?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that was you. So are you wearing them right now?
No.
Okay, because there's a problem. The tracking, the GPS tracker inside the shoe, it doesn't seem to be It doesn't seem to be working anymore. Did you disable the tracker? Ma'am? She hung up. Why'd she hang up on me?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Jackie
Murphy. Alright, I'll just move on to the next one, I guess. Aaliyah.
Hello.
Hi, is this Aaliyah?
Yes, this is.
Hey Aaliyah, this is Roy from the shoe store. You got some shoes from us a couple weeks ago?
Which shoe store?
At the mall.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And are you wearing the shoes right now?
Right now, no, but I've worn them before. I've worn them already.
Okay, because it seems like the tracking device in them has been disabled, the GPS tracker. Did you turn that off?
Uh-huh.
Did you shut off the GPS tracker?
On my shoes?
Yes.
No.
Okay, well, it stopped working. Are they close by? Can you go look and see if the light's blinking on the bottom of them?
No, I'm not close by the shoes, but why would there be a tracking device on my shoes?
Oh, we put a tracking device in all of the discounted shoes. It's just, it's for marketing. It saves you money on the shoes and everything. But we need
that
to...
That makes no sense.
Why doesn't it make no sense?
A tracking device on my shoes, on a pair of shoes that I bought from the store?
Yeah, inside the shoes. It's hidden. We use it for tracking customers for marketing purposes, and we also sell the information to the Chinese government.
For what?
Oh, I don't know what the Chinese government does, but they pay us to send information about, where you are at all times.
Okay.
So, did you disable the tracker? Because you can't do that. That's against the policy.
No, I haven't. But they're my shoes anyway, so I haven't did anything. I didn't know anything about a tracking device.
Okay, you're not allowed to disable the tracker.
I don't know anything about a tracker, sir, yeah. But it's rather crazy that you all will put a tracking device on a pair of shoes. Like, that makes no sense.
No, we put
so if it is disabled, then...
It's 2016. We put tracking devices in all the shoes. They last for 5 years.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I didn't turn anything off. I don't know anything about a tracking device.
Okay, because we're tracking your other pair. Those work, but the new pair you bought just a couple weeks ago, those aren't tracking at all. It's like you disabled the tracker on purpose.
No, I didn't know there was a tracker.
Okay, well, you can't turn it off. You need to turn it back on. When can you turn that back on?
I don't know. If I'm able to find it, then I will. But if I won't, then I just won't.
Okay, you just have to do a hard reset. You stick a paper clip into the little hole in the bottom of the shoe, and you'll see the red light come on.
All right.
And then when the red light turns green, that means it's tracking properly.
All right.
Okay, and if you turn that off again, we're gonna ban you from our store. We're not gonna be able to sell shoes to you anymore.
You say you're gonna ban me from the store?
Well, yeah, because we can't have customers disabling the tracking devices. Those are expensive.
All right. Bye bye.
What are you giggling at me for?
Hello.
Hi, Christina.
This is she.
Hey, Christina. This is Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us. Mm-hmm. We're the one at the mall. I know you ordered some from the other place, too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we have a problem. Did you pick up? You didn't pick up the shoes yet, did you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. There's a problem. Did you look in the secret compartment inside the shoe?
No, sir. And if you don't stop calling me, I will report to the police.
What? I didn't call you before, did I?
Yes, you did.
Really? What did I say before?
The same bullshit you're telling me now.
No. This is going to be completely different bullshit.
Okay. Let's take your bullshit to somebody else. I'll talk to the damn police.
Hey, don't curse at me, motherfucker. God damn it. Shit, fuck. Hello? All right, so I have a note in here that this lady, Christina, she ordered shoes. She was at two different stores. But I didn't think... I don't. Maybe she was at three stores. I don't know. Oops. Poopballs wants me to inform everyone that I'm gay before I start talking to them. I think that's a good idea. We need to just get that out in the open. So there's no misunderstandings, you know? It's a great idea.
Hello?
Hi, is Bernard there?
Hello? He's sleeping. He got hurt today.
Oh, how'd he get...
Can I take a message?
How'd he get hurt? What happened?
Huh?
How'd he get hurt? What happened?
He tore his calf.
Tore his calf?
Yeah, like his calf muscle. He tore it.
How'd he do that?
No. Trying to change a tire. I guess he put too much pressure on his leg.
Oh, what a dummy.
I'm going to say you said that.
Yeah, tell me fucking stupid.
No, I won't. But Okay. Anyway, who's this?
Oh, well, did he order shoes or did you?
Oh, so he ordered... I'll tell him that whatever he ordered is in?
Well, no, he already picked them up.
Around Christmas?
Yeah, around before Christmas.
Yeah, he did order. I got the shoes. I was actually worn today.
Oh, you did. They were your shoes.
Yeah, he ordered me some shoes for Christmas.
I see. Did you see that there's a secret compartment in the shoes?
In the shoe?
Yeah, there's a secret compartment. You have to lift up kind of the inside of the shoe, and there's a secret compartment underneath.
Never noticed it.
Oh, are you wearing them right now?
Yeah, I got them in my hand. There's no secret. You're talking, what kind of shoes were they?
I don't know. I just have the lot number. I don't know what they're called. But there's a secret compartment, because I remember your shoes. Can you tell that dog to shut the fuck up?
Who is talking to me?
Well, this is Roy from the shoe store.
Jesus, you cussed up a storm, dude.
Well, it's just the dog's really fucking annoying.
Well, the ones that I got for Christmas, they don't have a secret compartment. I'm looking at them. I have them in my hand.
No, you just don't know how to open it properly, because I had to use the secret compartment because my manager was coming, and I put my weed in there.
Oh, yeah, right. Man, stop playing. Who's this?
No, I really did. I'm not kidding.
I doubt it, seriously, because these shoes don't have a secret compartment, so whoever's playing this prank from Payless needs to stop. Who's talking to me?
You just don't know how to use the secret compartment. It's really easy to open. Just, like, look at it.
Listen, dude.
Use common
sense.
Who are
you, and why are you calling me about secret compartments in my shoes?
Because I want my weed back. I really need my weed.
Okay. Well, you know what? Talk to you later.
I'm completely out of weed, ma'am. That fucking dog. Poor Bernard. I hope Bernard's gets better. I should make all of your homework assignments. Oh. Hi. Why'd you hang up on me?
Because I don't know who you are, and you need to stop calling my house. Well, I really don't want to talk to you. I don't know who you are.
Just put Bernard on the phone. Put Bernard on. Tell him to quit being a pussy. Get out of bed. I tore my calf. Because I don't know how to change a tire. So, we're moving on to the next store. Two stores left. The first one only has two numbers. The second one has more than 10. But I think before we get started, it's time to take a break. We're going to take a break and listen to some music. And we're all going to go pee together. Everyone go poop.
One day I hopped on a Greyhound bus. Party time, baby. Las Vegas or bust, but I should have gone on a plane, because my trip was totally insane. Oh, schnapps, the bus broke down. We pulled over in a crazy town. I was walking around, it was really shitty. How did I get stuck in Butt Plug City? Oh, schnapps!
I'm walking around in butt plug city. Oh snap! I'm walking around in butt plug city. I went to a convenience store, but the name of it was Butt Plugs Galore, and they only sold butt plugs. Where's the cigarettes and soda pop? What the fudge? I walk down the sidewalk looking for the mayor. I've got a complaint that he's gonna hear. Walking down the street, people wore stained shorts. They all looked like they just hopped off a horse. I walked up to a street vendor. He had a beard. He was selling butt plugs. It was weird. A lot of his merchandise was shitty and used. I was upset and confused. Where's the mayor's office? What the hell? Shut up, dude. I've got butt plugs to sell. So I continued walking down the street. Dirty butt plugs were all around my feet. All this walking is making me thirsty. I need something to drink. Lord have mercy. I walked into a restaurant and saw the hostess. I need some water or else I'll get neurosis. She said, sorry, there's no water here, dude. But we've got gallons of butt plug juice. Butt plug juice won't quench my thirst. Butt plug city is the worst. Oh, snaps! I'm walking around in butt plug city. Oh, snaps! I'm walking around in butt plug city. Where's the mayor's office? I'm gonna complain. Butt plug city is hella gay. I walked into city hall. There was diarrhea smeared on the wall. Then I met the secretary. She introduced me to the mayor. His name was Larry. The mayor sat down. He said, oh yeah. He probably had a butt plug in his underwear. He said, how do you like my town? How do you like how butt plug city folk get down? Cheers. Now expose your rear. You're the honorary citizen of the year. Oh snaps. How did I get stuck in butt plug city? Oh snaps. How did I get stuck in butt plug city?
Best song ever. It's my favorite. So what do you guys think? Should we listen to voicemails live on the air? Someone in the chat room is always telling me to listen to voicemails live on the air, but I think everyone else probably hates the idea. I think I'm going to do it anyway. Why not? Let's do a page of them here and do like 10 of them.
Hey, Brad, Nicky D here, listening live out of Massachusetts. Get a live show right now. Nicky D, better pipe.
Okay, whatever that guy said. I think he said he's listening to the live show right now. See, that's the problem with listening to these live, because there's so many voicemails that you just can't understand. I guess I can just go in and delete them later. But there's a lot of that. When I put them all together for the podcast, I don't know, I put some effort into weeding out the certain ones.
P-L-A-A-F-K. Way too strange.
Oh, this
retarded is retarded boy.
This is a poem, you guys. It's a poem. Let me start over.
P-L-A-A-F-K. Way too strange. Retarded boy. Retarded boy. Retarded boy. I'm just playing. Roses, tulips, violets, blue, red, yellow, bell. Poem. Poem. This is a poem. To be or not to be. The prank called king. The struggle is real. They up in my grill. I'm reaching for hands and reaching for meals. Wait. Back on subject. Schizophrenic. Adios, Radio Shack. Leave them with a smile like a radio hack. Like, I really like your show. I really like the Snowplow show.
I should have left the beat going on that one. It's more of a freestyle than a poem. But that was nice. Thanks.
Hey, Roy. Do not call me into the good night. Oh, call in the close of day. Rage. Rage in the cactus of the light.
This is what I get.
So people know.
Asking for poetry.
That a gloomy phone call is right. But the PLA words, they may have no meaning. But who gives a fuck if it's in the middle of the night?
This is pretty deep.
Good man, call.
Sending chills up my spine.
They think they're bright. Their final calls may have danced in the Green Bay. But rage. Rage in the cactus of the light. Grave. Rage. Rage.
All right, that was nice.
Thanks, North Carolina person, for sending that homework assignment in. Let's see if there's more.
Hey, Brad. You're a doorman, Brad. You're a doorman.
No, I'm not.
Take
it back.
Brad, doorman.
All right, I'm turning that one off. Next one.
Hey, Brad, Tim. Can you get a new logo? It looks like an 8-year-old made it in Microsoft Paint on Windows 98 while playing Oregon Trail.
Oregon.
In the Stone Age. So, yeah, get a new logo.
All right.
Idiot.
I'll do that. I'm not sure what logo you're referring to. Is the Snowplow logo or the PLA logo?
Hey, Brad. If you could go back in time and tell all younger Brad, who's just starting out with all this phone freaking and red boxing, what would you tell him?
Don't get married.
My friends and I are doing some prank calls, and we suck. And maybe you could point us in the right direction. All right, thanks. Bye.
Try to stop sucking. Time travel back in time and tell yourself not to suck. How not to suck. That's what you should do.
Hello, my name is Nick, and I have been listening to the Snowplow Show for quite a while. It's awesome.
Liar.
And the cactus, here's my cactus poetry.
Okay, awesome.
A cactus is more than the name of a plant. It is the future antenna sending out frequencies and radio waves that cause people to wig out and rant.
Of course.
Nevertheless, always respect that cactus or it will not display the creation of the laughter and confusion it awaits. Although prank phone calls serve the community, world peace, and the whole United States. That's my poetry. I expect to see mine as the... It's your call.
Beautiful.
All right, well, cactus. Thank you.
See, now we have to finish all the voicemails. We have to listen to every single voicemail. Someone in the chat room says, wait, what did he say? We want Corbin guy. John L. wants Corbin guy. Well, guess what? You're never going to believe this.
Dear Brad, it's Corbin guy. Okay, just as a follow-up to my previous message.
This came in 21 hours ago, so Corbin guy is alive.
Yeah. Awesome show. Anyhow. As for Carrot Top, really owning any property or having
Carrot Top the shoe stealer
a claim on anything, Luxor Hotel, Vegas, big black pyramid, big old ball of light shooting
what are we
into
talking
the sky,
about?
A bunch of wasted electricity.
Is this your poetry?
But, if you stay at the Luxor, he is the man. He is, they have a channel dedicated to Carrot Top that he does his comedy and he upsells the Luxor.
Amazing.
So there you go. Hey,
good to
you know what? Most popular hotel, most popular hated comedian. Anyhow, blah, 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 blah.
Thanks, Corbin guy. For that update on Carrot Top, the shoe stealer. Here's something from New York. Hopefully it's poetry.
Hey, Brad. This is Grim. You know, I agree with that guy on your last show, the vaccination one.
Who cares about your opinion, though?
Your shows have been slipping, bud. I mean, they're not as good as they once were. You know, like that one really good...
See why I can't play voicemails on the live show? Then people are going to say bad things about me and make me depressed.
And I also heard your... little exchange with that guy with a really horrible phone on the show before that, and I think he's a motherfucker, and I know you're talking shit about me behind my back now.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't want to keep on supporting you on Patreon, motherfucker.
Good.
All right, Brad. Bye.
Bye. Uncle Graham, Papa, Papa.
Brad, I've got to say, I'm tired of people calling into the show and dissing all the shows that are happening lately.
Yeah.
I love all of the
people
shows.
People like Grimm.
Oh, man. I listen to your show all the time. It's awesome. And, yeah, cacti. And let's keep it positive, people, eh? Positive, encouraging, PLA. All right,
yep.
PLA, go away.
That's PLA. Positive. All right, fuck voicemails. Let's do some calls. Got two people from this store, this next store. This first one is a long-distance number from the store, so I gotta call her an outsider.
Hello.
Hi, Miranda.
Hey, Colin.
This is Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember doing that just a few days ago?
I don't know. I could have.
You don't remember ordering shoes? Well, are you not going to come back and pick them up?
Yeah, I already got those shoes.
Yeah. Well, we're required by law to let you know about a problem with the shoes.
With a what?
I need to let you know of two different problems. Number one, we're going to be charging you an extra $25 on the card.
Why?
Because you're not from this area. You have a Florida phone number. And you failed to disclose that to us. So it's not only an out-of-state fee, but it's a punishment fee. What?
You charging me $25 because I have a Florida phone number and I'm not from here?
Yeah, you're an outsider. It's an out-of-state tax. It's an outsider tax.
You know what? I have an Orangeburg address.
Yeah, well, why didn't you change your phone number, though?
What am I phone number got to do with me buying shoes?
Well, why do you have a Florida phone number? Are you from Florida or something?
What my phone number got to do with me paying for shoes? I already paid you for the shoes, and charge my car, because if you do, I will have a lead attorney on this.
You're an outsider, though. We don't like outsiders here. I didn't get to my thing number two. Damn it.
Hello.
Hey, you stupid hoe. You hung up on me, and I had one other thing to tell you, you know? Are you
call me a stupid hoe? Well, okay, I'm coming to make sure your manager know about this here. Thank you.
Well, I'm going
to
put a stupid hoe fee on your account, on your card, too. Okay, let's try one more time.
Hello?
Why do you keep hanging up on me? Don't you know how to use a phone, you dumb hoe?
Here?
What?
Where are you working at?
At the shoe store. I'm trying to tell you about a problem with your shoes. You dumb hoe.
You know what? I'm going to have you arrested. Thank you, because you're harassing me. Stop calling
me. I'm not harassing you. I'm trying to have a conversation, but you don't know how to use a phone. Keep hanging up on me. All right, she's gone again. Is that harassment? Because I feel like that was just one single phone call that she turned into three. It's her fault. Basically, she called me three times by hanging up on me. I'm going to call her a fourth time. No, I'm kidding. This is a new one. This is Teresa.
Hello?
Hi, is Teresa there?
She is not here right now. Can I take a message?
Well, no. When's she going to be back?
I'm not sure. She's going to a meeting right now.
What kind of meeting?
This is her husband.
She didn't tell me she was married.
Who is this?
This is Roy. She didn't tell me she was married.
Roy who?
Well, this is awkward then. Wow.
Who is this?
She got some shoes from me.
Well, what's your business where she is?
Well, what's she doing? What's she got a meeting about?
I mean, what business is that of yours?
Well, I need to talk to her about the shoes, about a problem with the shoes.
Well, you can tell me. I'm her husband.
Well, no, because you're not even on this order form here. You're not on the... you're not Teresa.
Well, I tell you what, I'll come down and talk with you in person. How about that?
Well, we're not going to give you any of her information, you idiot, because you're not on this form.
And what is your name, Roy?
Yeah, Roy. They're not your shoes.
And where are you at?
Why don't you stop trying to control Teresa's life?
Let me tell you something, jackass. Don't be telling me what I can do with my wife now.
Well, you know... Why'd she give me her phone number? Why'd she give me her phone number if she's married? Are you really her husband?
Yes, I am.
Well, why'd she give me her phone number? She wrote it on my hand.
This is our phone number. This is my house's phone number, Bill.
Well, does she have her own cell number? Maybe, like, could I get that number so I don't have to deal with you whenever I call her?
Hold on just a minute.
All right. Oh, so she is there. It's cutting out bad, you guys. I'm sorry.
Where is he at? Down there in the middle?
Whoa. Did I just get hung up on? I think I got hung up on. Maybe. Hello? Didn't hang up. Yep, he's gone. Let me try right back. PLA, ending marriages since 1994.
Hello?
Hey, you idiot, you hung up on me.
Oh, yeah, I sure did. What'd you need?
Well, I needed to talk to Teresa. I thought you said she was
she's
at a meeting.
She's not here, told you.
You're full of shit, because I heard you talking to her, even though you said she's at a meeting.
Let me tell you something, Bat Jack. Where are you at?
Bat Jack?
Where you at right now?
Did you call me a Bat Jack?
I said, where are you at?
Oh, I'm at the shoe store.
Okay, what's your supervisor's name?
Oh, I don't have to tell you shit, motherfucker, because I'm calling for Teresa. This is not work-related. I just wanted to talk to her. But I'm going to talk to her about her shoes. Because, you know...
A lady's already called about our shoes.
Well, no, but this is different. This is something else. I know she's there. I heard you talking to her. Could you just put her on?
All right, hold on just a minute.
All right, hurry the fuck up. Can you hurry the fuck up, sir?
Hello?
Hey, Teresa.
Yeah?
It's Roy. I'm calling about your shoes.
Yes.
So there's a small problem with them. We're required by law to let you know about, I don't know if you've been watching the news or not, but the mall was built on an Indian burial ground. And basically your shoes are probably haunted.
Okay. I don't know who in the world you even are.
Well, this is Roy.
Who are you?
I'm Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some...
What shoe store are you talking about? This undoubtedly is a joke.
No, it's not a joke, ma'am.
Well, I had a lady to call me about the shoes already, so I don't know what you're trying to do.
I know, but really I'm calling to let you... Did your husband just pick up the extension to make sure we're not phone sexing?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Yes, why do you have an issue with both of his listening?
What a controlling man. Jeez.
All right, listen. You have no right to be, first of all, talking to me like this, and I don't know who you are. I really don't.
Okay.
You give me your name.
I already did.
And your phone number, and I'll report you, because I don't know what you're talking
about.
Oh,
you're not reporting shit, motherfucker. Look, I just... Oh, wait, did you hang up, or did your husband? Or did you both? I think they both did. Oh, well... I probably shouldn't call back a third time, I guess. Gotta follow the rules. Everyone in the chat room saying call back. See, this is why live shows are a bad idea. You guys are like a bad influence on me. Hazel wants me to say that I hit a bomb in the shoe. I think I'm gonna do that on the next one.
Hello.
Hi, Elisa.
Yeah, who's calling?
It's Roy from the shoe store. We refunded your shoe order yesterday.
Yeah.
You remember that?
From the shoe store?
Yes, from the shoe store.
Yes, I remember.
Okay, first of all, before we get started on this, I need to let you know that I am a homosexual. And I don't think that you should judge me for that or treat me any differently. But just so you know, I'm a homosexual. Okay. I just got hung up on for being a homosexual. Whoever had that idea, you suck. You just got this lady to... What a homophobe. I can't believe that. I've never felt so much hate before.
Hello?
Hey, Elisa hung up on me. What the fuck?
Who you call? What you need?
Well, I'm calling Elisa, stupid. I'm from the shoe store. She ordered some shoes from us, and we had to refund them.
This a man. She don't need to talk to you.
Well, we had to charge an extra $25 on her card.
$25 on your card?
Yep, extra $25, even though she got the refund. Because she's not from this state. It looks like she's from Mississippi.
What do you mean she got? What you mean she had to? You had to charge an extra $25 on her card? I don't understand it.
We charge an extra $25. It's like an out of state fee because she's not from around here. She's
no, they don't even sound right. I know this number. I'm gonna have the police come over. Okay, thank you.
Hey, no, you're not calling the police on me. All right. Bunch of hate mongers. One more time. I'll call him back.
Hello?
Hey there. We got disconnected somehow. I had some other things to tell you, too.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, there's... Did she get any shoes from us, or did she get them all refunded?
What shoes refunded?
Well,
what they had to do with anything?
Well, we had to refund her shoes, but we still had to charge her for the we had to charge her the out of state fee, which is $25. You know?
No, we don't know what you're talking about, Jeff.
Well, how do you not know what I just explained it to you? Are you stupid?
I can't worry. I'm coming up here.
What are you coming up here for?
I'm coming up there. Don't worry about it.
You're not going to get your money back. If that's what you think.
Okay. That's fine. I'm coming up there.
We're charging you a $25 bean from Mississippi fee.
Okay.
Just put Elisa on the phone. You're not even a part of this, you know?
Hey, dude. Hey, man. I'm a man, man. Don't call this phone no more.
Well, no. I was calling for Elisa. You need to stay off Elisa's phone. All right. I've called them 3 times. I want to call back, but I'm not going to. Disconnecting that one. I mean, I'm deleting that one. A lot of controlling men today who hate gay people.
Hello?
Hey there, is this Diane?
Pardon me?
Is this Diane?
Yes.
Hey, Diane, it's Roy from the shoe store.
From where?
The shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us, but then we had to refund them because it didn't go through.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, why couldn't you just wait? Like, why couldn't you just wait a little bit longer so we didn't have to refund them? Because, you know, we get charged by the credit card company to refund things.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. What shoes is it?
Well, you know, you ordered some shoes, but then our warehouse didn't have them or something, so we had to refund them.
I already got those shoes from Highway.
I know. Okay, but...
They said that girl... The girl said they don't have any more left.
Okay, but the ones that you got, I have to tell you about a problem with the ones that you got.
Right.
So you know the shoes that you actually picked up, right?
Right.
Tom Arnold was in our store, and we filled up the one of your shoes with Jim Beam, and he drank an entire bottle of Jim Beam out of your shoe.
All right. Who is this?
So they're very clean. In the right shoe, anyway.
Who is this?
This is Roy from the shoe store, stupid.
Excuse me?
I said this is Roy from the shoe store.
I don't know who you are.
I just told you.
Wrong
number. I don't have the wrong number. It's Diane, right? You got a refund on your shoes.
No.
Yes, you did. You ordered shoes, and we didn't have them, and we had to refund them.
Okay.
And if
you say so.
If you have a problem with it, you know what? I'm just going to put the charge through, and you won't get your shoes. You're going to have to pay for them.
I don't care what you do. I don't even know who you are. I didn't pay for anything with a charge anyway. I didn't order anything else.
Well, I'm going to ban...
The girl at the store ordered...
I'm going to ban you from the store. I'm going to ban you from the store. We're going to put your picture up and say, do not service this lady. She's being such a jerk about it. I don't know where that one was going. Call Ruth. All right, so this shoe store, I don't know what was going on with it. It's really confusing. She didn't explain it to me very well when I got these numbers. But apparently they refunded a bunch of orders the past couple months because of warehouse issues or computer issues or something like that. Like, none of the shoes were arriving, so they were just having to refund everyone. So I don't know what to say to them, really.
Hello?
Hi, Danielle.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us about like a month ago.
I'm sorry, it's who?
It's Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, remember that? And we didn't have it. We had to refund it because it didn't come in or something.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to charge you still, though. It's a out-of-state fee. It's $25. So I just needed to let you know we're going to put that through on your card today.
You said it's a... Hold on, I'm sorry, I can't. I have bad service in here. Give me
okay.
A okay, so you said what now?
We're going to be charging you a $25 out-of-state fee. I'm going to put that charge through right now.
A $25 state fee?
Out-of-state fee, because you're from North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a $25 out-of-state fee, and I'm putting through that charge right now.
I wasn't really aware of an out-of-state fee.
Well, I mean, you should... It's common sense. Come on. You're from North Carolina.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, just so you know, I'm going to put through a fee right now. Today, $25.
And your name's Roy?
Yes. And you got the one pair of shoes, right?
I'm sorry, what?
You got the one pair of shoes, like one came in and one didn't?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a problem with that pair of shoes.
Okay. I don't really approve of the out-of-state fee.
Okay. Well, no, you don't get a say in the matter, because you're from North Carolina. So, like, basically, you can't vote here.
So then what can I do about that? Do I just, like, return the shoes or something? Cause
oh, well, if you return the shoes, you're still going to get charged the $25, because you're from out of state. We just don't really like outsiders here in our store.
Are you a manager?
No, I'm the assistant manager.
Can I talk to a manager? Because I feel like you kind of have an attitude towards what I'm saying, and you're telling me I don't really have a choice.
I don't have an attitude, motherfucker.
Like, you're telling me it's common sense. Okay.
It is. Goodbye. You're being an idiot. If you don't understand this. Damn it, Danielle. Hello, Danielle?
Yes, sir.
We got disconnected somehow. I was talking to you and it just went dead. It was weird.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, this isn't Danielle. Who's this?
Danielle.
Oh, you sound different this time. That's weird.
Because I'm inside the store now.
Inside what store?
I don't know. Is this Rainbows?
Rainbows?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you doing there?
Shopping. Who is this?
What are you getting? This doesn't sound like the same person I talked to a minute ago. So was that person lying?
Hello?
Was that person lying to me or are you?
Well, my sister had my phone, but she didn't answer it, I don't think.
Your assistant? No, somebody answered.
I said my sister answered.
Oh, your sister.
Might have answered, but I didn't see her on the phone.
Yeah, she lied to me.
Did you just call me?
She said she was Danielle.
Let me see if I can find her.
Well, did she tell you about the $25 fee that we're going to be putting on your card right now?
There's a $25 fee on my card.
Yeah, we're going to be charging an extra $25 fee right now. I'm putting the charge through right now.
For what?
Oh, it's an out-of-state fee. I explained this to that imposter earlier. Because you're not...
No, she didn't tell me anything about that.
Yeah, you're from North Carolina. And there's a $25 fee because you're from North Carolina, according to your phone number.
A fee for what?
Because you're from North Carolina. You're not from here.
But what is the fee for?
The fee's for...
My sister didn't say anything to me.
Because you're an outsider. You're from North Carolina. You're not from around here.
From where?
From here. From, you know, from the local area.
Where? From North...
Right, yeah. Yeah, so we're charging...
Well, that's because I mean, no, I don't live in North Carolina, but that is, I don't understand. What's the C for?
Well, your phone number says it's a North Carolina phone number, so we just have to assume you're from North Carolina and you're an outsider. So we're charging you a $25 outsider fee.
Where are you from, though?
Well, we're from South Carolina.
No, I'm saying, like, what company is this?
This is...
Oh, well, you didn't tell me that at the beginning.
Okay, well, I told the other person.
$25?
I told the person that was impersonating you.
I can't help that my sister answered the phone. What is the fee for?
Well, your sister's an idiot. It's a out of state. It's like an outsider fee.
And how do you have my card information?
Because you used it here, and then it didn't go through, so we had to refund it. But we're still charging the outsider fee.
I'm sorry?
We're still charging you the outsider fee. It's $25 even.
For shopping at Payless?
Well, for being an outsider, for shopping here when you're not even from around here. You're from North Carolina.
So how can you take that off my card if you don't have my information?
Oh, we have it. Your sister gave it to us. We talked to your sister.
Let me find her.
All right, where is she? What's she doing?
Let me find her really quick.
She didn't pick up your phone just
a
second ago.
Store.
She's just trying to cause problems for you. You're not... Okay, whatever.
Let me find her. 1 second.
All right, hurry the fuck up, all right?
Did you give him my card information? You didn't? She said she didn't give you anything.
Oh, she's full of shit, because she gave it to me, and we charged your card, $25. Look on the, can you log in? You have mobile banking?
Or
just look at the charges on your card. I'm putting it through right now. $25.
On what card?
Putting it through. All right, there it goes. It's done. $25 outsider
what card?
Fee. And so did you got another pair of shoes though, right? Like a pair that we didn't have to refund? And she's gone. I don't know what was going on with that one. How could she not know that her sister picked up the phone just, like, seconds before? It doesn't make sense. Green Hornet says I need to charge her a $10 socialist fee. Most of these are outsiders all of a sudden. I think they're right on the border or something. Hazel says they need to come back and pick up the shoe instructions. That's a good one. I like that one.
Hello?
Hello, is this Dorothy?
Who's calling, please?
This is Roy from the shoe store. You ordered some shoes from us?
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah, did you pick those up already?
Did I what?
Did you pick up those shoes?
No, I have not picked them up. They were there. I called just the other day.
Yeah.
You're calling from Payless?
Yeah, from Payless. And they're here.
Mm-hmm.
We've got them here already.
I know it. But I talked to the girl. It wasn't Gabby. It was another girl that was working there today.
Okay.
It might have been Monday or Tuesday this week.
Okay.
And
and
just to make sure, they're paid for. I paid for them when I ordered them.
All right. Drop the attitude.
Do what?
No, go ahead. Sorry.
I paid for them. But anyway, I told her that I live 20 miles on the other side of Augusta.
Yeah.
So I'm a long ways from y'all, and I can't just run over there.
You're basically an outsider.
But I will... Are you talking to me?
Yeah, you're an outsider. You're not from here.
Yeah, I'm an outsider. I come from Georgia, not South Carolina.
$25 fee.
Anyway, I've got to come over there in a few days to Hammerings anyway, so I've got to come get my shoes.
Why didn't you just get some shoes from where you live instead of over here? That was dumb.
Why didn't you get them from the store?
Yeah, well, why didn't you just get them from your own local area so you don't have to make this extra trip?
Because you didn't have what I wanted and my size and the color.
I know.
Why
didn't you just get them from your own local store in the first place?
Well, because I was over there shopping. I went to Hamrick's and I passed by your store. bought two pair of shoes.
But now you're probably going to spend more money on gas than you are on the shoes.
It's kind of a little bit late to worry about that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just a poor financial decision that makes you seem kind of stupid.
Well, you know what? I made the decision myself, and I don't think it's up to you to tell me whether it's stupid or not.
Okay, well, that's just my opinion. If you want to waste
all your... Okay, I'm glad you told me my opinion.
No, it's my opinion. Yeah.
But my opinion is that I'm a little bit older than you, and you need to respect people.
Oh, you don't know how old I am. Anyway, there's a problem with the shoes.
You're not as old as I am, I bet you.
Well, how old are you?
Well, I'm not going to tell you, but I'm way older than you are.
Oh, how convenient that you're not going to tell me.
How old are you?
Oh, I don't have to tell you shit. I'm not telling you.
No,
I'm just,
watch your mouth. What is your name?
This is Roy. Now, I have to tell you about a problem
Roy?
With the shoes. There's a problem with them.
What?
They came in, but there's a problem with them.
What is the problem?
All right, so apparently some drug runners, they were using our shoes to ship drugs across the border. So your shoes were filled with drugs. Like high quality.
Are you serious?
Yeah, cocaine mostly.
Oh, yeah. You sound like you're out of touch or something.
What do you mean out of touch? This really happened. Did you read the news? Are you not up on current events? There was a major drug bust here yesterday.
Oh, really? And no, nobody told me that.
Well, no, they don't have to tell you, you idiot. You have to, keep up on current events. You know, read the internet every once in a while. Watch some TV.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe you ought to too. Maybe you ought to read the Bible a little bit.
I'm not into fiction.
You're not into what?
I'm not into fiction, ma'am.
You're not what?
I'm not into fiction. I like, good books, real stories and stuff.
I don't understand what you're saying, but if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you're in trouble.
Oh, I never said that. Okay? I said I'm not into science fiction, so I don't read the Bible.
Well, you should.
Well,
and the way you were talking just a few minutes ago, you really, really need to read it, and I need to pray for you.
Maybe you should keep your opinions to yourself. I'm just trying to tell you about this problem we have with your shoes.
I don't understand. What am I supposed to do about my shoes?
Okay, well, you're going to be charged for crimes here because of the drugs that are found on your shoes. You're in possession of drugs, and you're trying to take them across state lines because you're not from around here.
I don't believe what you're saying. Are you the manager?
Oh, okay. You believe in the Bible, but you don't believe me. Whatever.
No, I don't believe all you're telling me.
You're going to be...
Are you the manager of the... Are you the manager of the store?
I'm the assistant manager.
Is the manager there?
Yeah, but you're not going to talk to her. She's busy.
Okay, well, that's fine. Is Gabby there?
No, quit talking about Gabby like you know her, because you don't know her.
You know what? I'm going to come see you because you really need help.
Oh, are you going to read some Bible verses to me?
Thank you, Roy.
Read the Bible to me?
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you too, ma'am. Have a nice day. Love you. My music turned off again. What the hell? Yes, Montana. I should call her back and let her know Gabby's dead. And she's a suspect in the murder. Hey, Dorothy?
Yes.
Did you hear that... Did you know Gabby died?
Oh, no, I did not. And you'd making that up.
No, I'm not making it up. I'm really upset about it. And the police are saying that you are a suspect in the murder.
Oh, you are the craziest, man. I believe you're on a cocaine trip or something.
I didn't give the police all the cocaine that we found. I kept some for myself.
Can I speak to the manager?
No, she's busy. She's on the toilet.
Okay. Okay, all right, goodbye.
All right, bye, Dorothy. Have a nice day. All right, I've tried to call other people, and nobody seems to want to answer, so I guess we're ending my show on that call, which was kind of funny. I enjoyed that last one. I do have a pretty big list here, though, still, of shoe customers that didn't pick up, probably because it's, middle of the day. Got to wait until nighttime and call them up. See if they pick up. So probably the next episode of the Snowplow Show will have more of these shoe customers in them. I have, I don't know, at least 15 that didn't pick up. Before we go, I guess I need to do the thing, go to the facebook.com/thefuzzycleaners and see if there are any more comments. I don't see any more comments. Someone named Cy says he goes there and takes a large shit in their toilets. That's hilarious. Good one. Alright, reviews. Are there more reviews? I enjoyed my time here, especially listening to Aha, Take on Me in my Walkman. Huge erections to come from that. That's from Gil. 5 stars. I own a small cactus and exotic plant shop here in town. I really didn't need anything done until one of their representatives, Chad, came into my shop to hand out flyers and ended up knocking over my prized cacti, spilling dirt everywhere. They gave me a 10% coupon for a cleaning, which I redeemed immediately and was told to wait 3 to business days. Fine, no problem, until I was woken up to by ADT to be informed that Dwight the janitor had been inside of my business at 3 a.m. I guess he did a good job, though, because not only was the dirt cleaned up, but the sentient goo was as well. That's from Dan. And Kyle says, I got my dry cleaning done by the fussy cleaners, and when they brought it back to me, they told me it was lined with cocaine. I've been a drug mule ever since. 5 stars. Guy Manderson, fussy cleaners are amazing. However, the Hispanic woman at the front desk was insistent on charging me more money for Lemon Pledge. I said she should buy her own, but she assured me it was my responsibility. What a bitch. Otherwise, amazing service. Thanks, you fussy bastards. Only 4 stars from Guy. Is that it? I think that's it. That might be it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's over, you guys. That's the end of the show. If I didn't play your poetry voicemail in this show, I promise it'll be on the next show. The next show I do, which will be tomorrow, because, you know, I do a show every day of the week. Thanks, Gizmo, for sponsoring the show. You can sponsor the show if you want to. PhoneLosers.org/cactus or on the Patreon machines. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
I want raw fish, yeah, or maybe slightly cooked.
Do it.
I don't care, I'll eat it straight off the hook. I'll buy a book on how to serve fish meat wrapped in seaweed with cream cheese, please. I like smoked salmon cause it's slightly raw. I'll eat sushi in the summer or the fall. Winter or spring, I want the cream cheese creamy. Give me red tuna and make it sashimi. If I could get sushi as a pizza topping, my LOL money is what I would be dropping. Barbecue eel, I want it for real. It's my favorite part of any meal. I'll seal the deal with a little wasabi. Eating with chopsticks, my number one hobby. Tempura, tuna, snapper, salmon, squid, roll you. And if I could, I would even eat Cthulhu.
Wow!
Yeah!
Rection, that was so good!
You did it!
Thank you! I've been practicing.
Oh my god!
I know!
Yeah, just like Gretchen, I like sushi too. But I prefer pasta, I'm Italian, dude. Fettuccine, bow ties, linguine, and penne.
Undercooked a little, al dente.
Marinara, Alfredo, vodka, pesto. These are some that I consider best, yo.
Mamma mia, can you believe it? I've even had pasta on top of pizza.
Yummy in my tummy, it's the perfect combo. But nothing beats it when you throw in a beer, though. How could I forget to mention calzones? I was eating these before I had a cell phone. I guess I just like Italian food in general. Eating it while watching Comedy Central. Waiting for Futurama to return to the air. But for now, I'll relax and eat some angel hair.
No mental disorder, no need to be scared, okay? Betty's sizzling you with fun, like Calgon she'll take you away. When I have to choose, though, I like to eat meat. I'm no vegetarian, vegetarians can walk the street. You know, kind of like a hooker? I mean, this is really funny to me. Hookers and suck-offs crack me up, seriously. I don't think I would want one over for dinner, though. Cause they might try to steal my money and take all my stuff, you know? I just want to watch a movie or my computer screen glow. And they'd be like, get nasty. I call him a hoe. I don't want to get tough with him like a pimp. Even though I learned from the best watching Syrup's limp wrist. Slapping Rection around like his little bitch. But they cuddle after eating a nice huge manly sandwich. Yeah!
Wait a minute, hey!
Yeah!
That was really mean.
No way. I'm so friggin' nice.
You dogs are weird.